to know where that house they bought is at. It'd be easy to sneak up on them.
Four sets of remains inside four coffins.
Little religion to you, a world is good, baby girl.
You are just as fucked up and miserable as I am. And going to church ain't gonna make you a better person.
She caught a demon in there.
Sookie!
He caught my message that something bad might be brewing, so he figured he'd spend the night in the graveyard.
Who's a fourth body?
Some poor fangbanger.
We've got a four top open!
Who are you?
Amy Burley, I'm with Jason.
I think we might have found a replacement for Dawn.
Looks like you did too.
I mean, Father. If you do me the honor, I'll be my wife.
I know I've done it four other times, but it never gets old.
Oh, I'm so thrilled for you too.
You recall spending any time out in the woods lately?
I come from a family of naturists.
You're a nudist?
My folks were. I honor their memory once a year by taking a run through the woods.
Feels a little like stalking, don't it?
It's the most natural thing in the world. A hunt.
You like me, don't you, my pet? I'd hate to think it's just business for you when you come home.
You there to fool around with all my business associates?
Ever had anybody by the name of Murlock here?
You sure you're the only nudist colony in the Beaumont area?
Nature's community.
I'm a friend of Lafayette Reynolds.
Ah! No, please! I'll give you anything you want!
I'm just gonna take a little blood and go.
This woman has some questions for you. Be a good girl and answer them, will you?
Someone's been stealing money from the bar.
Huh. Kill me!
Who's gonna kill you?
Too many times already. Who knows how much of her is left?
It's either that or Turner. Want her?
Please, I'm not that desperate. Glamour it is.
Excellent. Come here.
I'll buy your blood.
Thank you.
How do you stomach that stuff?
Don't you find it metallic and vile?
I don't think about it. It's sustenance, that's all. What?
Well, if you're their poster boy, the mainstream movement is in very deep trouble. True blood, it keeps you alive, but it will bore you to death.
Let's cut to the chase, shall we?
You kill a vampire, Bill, for a human. What are we going to do about this?
What do you have in mind?
I'll take the girl.
No. You can have anyone you want. Why do you want her?
Why do you want her? You're not in love with her, are you?
Sookie must be protected.
Now that sounds like an edict, but it couldn't be because I would know about that. Admit it. You love her.
If I hadn't done what I did, would you have let his disloyalty stand?
Whatever I did to Long Shadow, I would not have done in front of witnesses. Especially not vampire witnesses. Not smart, Bill. Not smart at all.
All I'm saying is Lafayette didn't have to kidnap him, and I'm pretty sure he left with some V.
Hey, if you want to make the same arrangement with Eddie Lafayette's got, then have at it. This is just the only thing that I could think of to get you out of blowing your first vampire.
You've done this before, haven't you?
Done what?
This! Kidnapping vampires!
Jesus.
I should have known something wasn't right the second you walked into my life carrying that big bag of crazy. Because any woman with a purse that big's bound to have something in it I don't want to know about.
Jason. Baby. You're sweet, but you've got to mellow out.
What the fuck is this hippie music?
Put these on.
Oh, thank you, but I'm fine, really. I'm just gonna dry out my hair and be on my way.
You're not going anywhere. Eric and your boyfriend aren't nearly done talking just yet.
Is Bill in some kind of trouble?
That's for the boys to figure out right now. What you need to do is change out of your clothes. There's a vampire in your cleavage.
Look at you.
Allow me.
Thank you.
I'm beginning to understand the fuss everyone's making over you.
Hey.
Oh, who's your new friend? Ginger Sookie, Sookie Ginger.
Nice to meet you, Sookie.
Right, nice to meet you too.
Oh, you don't have to be so scared. They're really very nice here.
I got a little paranoid after 9/11.
Uh-huh. No, because after New York and D.C., terrorists were going to come straight to Bon Ton.
And I said I was paranoid.
Get a seat.
What are you going to do to me? Yeah, I was kind of wondering that myself.
We're going to drink from him.
Well, then what?
Yeah.
Dude, I got this. What's the plan?
Jason, can you please try to live in the now with me?
I do live in the now. In fact, I've gone entire months without thinking about shit.
But the truth is, right now, the now kind of sucks. And if we both can't admit that, then we are 100% fucked.
Who wants the first taste?
Well, I ain't doing it. Not like this.
Thank you.
I said stop talking to me.
Come with me, baby. Don't let your fear get in your way.
Look, it ain't fear, all right? It's just...
He's looking me right in the eye. It ain't right. Look.
Fine, I'll see you when I get back.
Wait. Ain't you supposed to cut it with aspirin like you told me?
No, there's no risk of clotting when the V is this fresh.
Don't talk to me.
What exactly did you do to my mama?
You were here. You saw it.
Yeah, but I want to know exactly how and why it worked. Because I'm already taking a monster leap of faith even considering this demon crap.
Fine, then. It's like this. Your mind, your body, it's just a physical manifestation of your soul. And your soul is sick.
My soul don't want to get ripped off.
How's your mama doing?
She's doing great. But she believes in shit like this. I don't.
If you don't believe... Then why'd you come all the way out here tonight?
How much did it cost me?
$7.99.95.
What?
$7.99.95. Cup of rum's on the house.
Well, my mama paid less than half that.
What I do takes varying amounts of energy and involves varying amounts of risk. Now, what you got inside you is much more powerful than what your mama had. Much more dangerous, too.
I'm worse than her. Huh. I once found that woman on the ground eating her own vomit because she didn't want to waste the alcohol she lost bringing it all up.
Think about it. But not for too long. You can't afford to keep pushing people away. Your loneliness is spreading to your eyes. It's becoming a part of who you are.
You want a hell of a saleswoman, aren't you?
Next time you're alone, stand in the mirror and count backwards from 10. If you can get all the way down to 0, then I'm wrong. But if you can't stay in your own company for 10 seconds... How are you going to expect to do for the rest of your life?
So, you're not in any trouble?
A simple slap on the wrist, that's all.
You swear? Because Pam made it sound...
Well, Pam was turned almost 100 years ago, and yet somehow still behaves as though every day were Halloween. She's all drama and theatrics. I assure you, everything's going to be fine.
I'm gonna take a shower. I still feel like there's blood all over me.
Don't look up.
Really? Wait. First.
we have to thank the vampire for the gifts that he's bestowed upon us. We are grateful.
Fuck you.
For your gift to us. Ignore him. Every time I close my eyes, I see your face.
Your cat?
Gran. But now that you mention it, Tina's in there too.
You do know that I'm not going to let anything happen to you. That I am here for you. To protect you.
What if I don't want anything to be protected? What if wanting to be protected makes me feel like the helpless little girl I used to be all over again?
All of the things that you need to be protected from, all of the trouble you are in because of me. So, you needing to be protected has nothing to do with you or who you are. All of it is my fault. Why don't you just go to sleep? And let me be the one to worry about it.
Bill, all the trouble I'm in, it's mine. I chose it. I chose it when I chose you.
Yeah, but
don't you think I want to blame somebody else? But what happened to my grand, and now to poor Tina? It's my fault, and it's sweet of you to try to take it on from me. But if I let you, I'd be so mad at you, I'd never be able to look at you again. And right now, your face, it's just about the only thing getting me by. So why don't we just leave it on me, okay?
Very well. You're a fucking dead woman!
Honestly, you are like a little boy.
Just gay? Yeah.
Come here, lie down. I want to show you something.
What are we looking at?
The trees. We're not just looking, we're listening, too.
You listening to trees?
Can you hear that?
It's like the leaves are talking.
They're laughing.
Yeah, because they're ticklish.
That's right.
Wow. Baby?
Yeah, baby.
We still hot?
No, baby.
But I don't normally talk like this. Plus, I'm feeling kind of lightheaded, too.
You're talking like this because your mind is starting to open up. And you're lightheaded because you haven't eaten anything.
Mm. Have an almond. They're raw.
Oh, my God. It's crazy good.
So we got to change the way you eat. Raw food, nothing processed. Because the cleaner the body, the cleaner the soul, the cleaner the experience.
Cleaner than last night?
Mm-hmm. Much cleaner. Stop.
Aren't you worried that somebody's gonna hear her?
You live in the middle of nowhere of the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I guess, but...
He isn't a person, Jason.
Did I say he was? All I'm saying is... My truck, for example. It ain't a person either. But I still fill it with gas and give it oil from time to time.
But you're saying that we should feed him now?
Well, ain't he gonna die if we don't?
Who cares?
I still think we should have a plan, that's all.
I do have one.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm, and here it is. Everything is going to work out, because it has to.
That ain't a plan.
Because when I am with you, what I feel, I've never felt that with anybody else ever before. And I'm a person that a lot of bad stuff has happened to in the past. And so I deserve this. I love you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, why is it that we all need to be loved, but then when somebody finally says, I love you, people just run scared? Hmm? I love you, Jason Stackhouse, whether you like it or not. I'm not afraid to admit it.
You know what? You're right. Fuck it. I love you too. You get it once. Okay.
Don't you knock. What if I was doing something private?
I taught you that was a sin against God. If I walk in on you doing it, it's your problem, not mine.
What do you want?
Sam Malott's here to see you.
You ain't sleeping with him, are you? Now, what makes you jump to that conclusion?
Because he brung flowers with him. And not only bring flowers, they already separate you and look at you again. That especially goes for white men, as black men are less prone to grovel.
What do you want, Sam?
To apologize for anything I said that hurt your feelings. Sort things out between you and me.
That's a loaded sex he wants.
Mama!
Is she drinking again?
Nope. That's her. Stone cold sober. Look, you should go.
Why?
Because I'm just too fucked up for this.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but you're not even the most fucked up person in this house, much less this town.
What do you think this is between us anyway? Because we were clear about it from the beginning. It was just going to be us fucking.
Well, it's too late for that.
What are you, a masochist?
No, not at all. But I spent my whole life either running away from people or pinning my hopes on somebody I can't have. I'm done with that. Like it or not, you've reminded me that I'm a social animal. I'd rather deal with your fucked up shit than be alone.
Well, here's some fucked up shit for you to deal with. Do you know that right now as we speak, I actually have myself thinking I have a demon inside me? And the only way to get it out is to have some crazy ass lady who lives in a bus out in the swamp perform an $800 exorcism on me that there's no way in hell I can afford.
Wow.
Yeah. So go ahead. Now try and tell me you still want something more with me.
Well, not if it's going to be like this all the time, but I'd like it if we could have...
Well, we can't, all right? Look, just go, okay? Get out of here and save us both a lot of misery.
All right, I'll see you at work.
Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
I know, right?
So you guys having an engagement party or what?
Oh, we'd like to, but I don't know where we throw it. You know, our place isn't big enough.
You can have it here if you like.
Oh, thanks. But I wouldn't want to put you out like that.
You wouldn't be putting me out. It'd be just like any other night, except I'd close the place to the public for you and your nearest and dearest.
Oh, wow, Sam, that would be amazing. Except I was thinking, could we maybe do it in the warehouse next door or even outside? Because if we did it in here, it'd feel like work, you know.
Well, you were thinking, huh, about the party I only just now offered to throw for you?
You are a spectacular man, Sam Merlot.
You're one hell of a conniving suck-up when you need to be.
Oh.
I'll cover the catering. And the band, the alcohol, and all the other incidentals are on you and Renee.
Got it. And I may be conniving, but I still mean it. You are going to make some woman extremely happy one day.
Yeah, well, maybe someday I'll meet a woman who's willing to take that chance with me. Morning, Sucky.
Ain't nothing good about this morning.
Secret sauce? Who are you fucking kidding? Since when is it right to call mayonnaise a fucking secret?
I don't know. I kind of like it, though.
You can like it all you want to. It's still mayonnaise.
What are you thinking?
Thinking fucking roots. You learn where to grow, them.
What?
What the fuck is wrong with you? You got screws or something?
You could have killed me, you know that, too?
I'm sorry, I know. But this ain't just some root growing up out of nowhere. It's connected to that tree.
Like everything we see, man, it's all connected.
What the fuck are you talking about? You some kind of tree hugger now? You gonna kill your best buddy to save a tree?
Chill, son.
I could give a fuck if you sorry. I'm about to get married. There's people that count on me.
Okay, come on. Let's go get you from here.
Hey. Is everything all right, Jay?
Tell me, Hoyt, were you on the football team?
No.
Were you on the football team?
No, I wasn't.
If you do not call me Jay, you got that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. God damn it.
What can I get for you today?
Your boss around?
Tell me you're looking for him. What can I get you?
Don't know. I haven't decided yet.
And while you make up your mind, how about I tell you what you can get from me, Andy Belfleur? I'd love to have whoever's killing off my family's head on a platter. Think you could arrange that for me?
I don't appreciate your tone, Miss Stackhouse.
And I don't appreciate my officers of the law enjoying casual lunches while there's a killer out there trying to hunt me down. Did you know he got into my house again last night?
He did?
Yes, and he killed my cat. He cut her head off and took it with him.
Jesus. How come you didn't call the station?
Because all the station would have done is send you, and I can guarantee you that if I had called, you'd still be here right now acting as though you don't know what you're going to order, even though you always wind up having the cheeseburger and fries.
Hey there, Detective Belfleur. I'll take your order.
No, it's my table.
I got it. Let's take a break. I'll do you some good. What can I get for you?
Go with the goddamn cheeseburger and fries.
Hey, you. Listen, you're right. Sometimes I wish I smoked, you know, so you could sneak outside without anybody knowing something's wrong with you. Okay. I'm really sorry about your cat. Maybe I shouldn't have come in today.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why did you?
I don't know. Maybe because lately it seems like if I called in sick every time somebody I love got murdered, I'd never make it in for a single day of work.
Well, don't you think Sam would understand?
I guess. But if I went home, what would you do?
Me? What's it got to do with me?
Well, with Arlene doing nothing but showing off her ring to anybody who will look at it, you'd be the only one waiting tables.
Yeah, she's gonna be a handful, that one.
Can you imagine what she was like the first time she got married? What about you? Have you ever been married?
Is this the part where the sister asks what the girl's intentions are with her brother?
Mm-hmm. Because right now, I am all about protecting Jason.
He misses you, Sookie.
Well, no, he does.
I mean, between your grandma passing and then what happened afterwards with you.
He told you about that?
Yeah, he couldn't not. I mean, he's a mess about it.
Well, you couldn't know it.
Look, I know what you must think of him. And I get why you're mad at him. I do. But he loves you. You still got people around you who love you. And all I can hope is that maybe one day I can be counted in among those people.
You are way too good for him. You know that, right?
Of course I know that.
That's stupid.
Doctor, please.
What is it?
I need you to move me. Too much pain in this chair. Bigger than my skin.
Thought y'all couldn't feel pain.
When you don't drink, your body, your whole body aches more than anything I ever felt when I was alive. Please.
If I move you, will you shut up?
I promise.
This better not be your trick.
It's not.
And don't you fucking bite me.
I don't even have the energy.
Jesus. For a vampire, you sure are a doughy fuck.
I'm sorry.
There. Is that any better?
I think so.
Yeah, good. Because now I'm all fucked up.
What the hell? I found an envelope full of cash in my cousin.
Yeah?
You know anything about it?
We'll talk after work.
Sam, you know I can't.
I said after work, all right? Anyone needs me, I'll be in my office.
Bill Cho. Cho, Bill. Nice to meet you.
Cho is Long Shadow's replacement.
Oh. I take it by your being here, there was no way around it then.
I can't really say. Didn't exactly look into it.
Tell me, do you enjoy it living halfway up his backside the way you do?
Yes, it's nice. You should try it.
We're gonna have to stop by the bar where Sookie works first. She needs to know that I'll be gone. Don't forget how this started. She came to Fantasia to help you.
Fine. Go to the bar.
Might be smart to check out the competition.
Yes, indeed.
What's your game? Excuse me? You were playing Wii. What's your game?
Golf.
What's your best score on Pebble Beach? 7 under. Mine's 11 under. I like Long Shadow better.
It still hurts?
No. That went right away. I guess that's the perk of me doing pain. But this stretch, it just feels so goddamn fucking good.
Another perk.
Yeah. And what's with the weight, dude? I thought all you vampires were supposed to be in shape.
We are what we were when we returned. I led a very sedentary life.
What's sedentary?
Desk job. I was an accountant. Sat around a lot. Ate a lot of junk food.
Well, how's someone go from being an accountant to being a vampire?
Wasn't the straightest line. I always had this sense that wasn't really my life I was leading. But I convinced myself it was the life I wanted. And one day, about a year ago, I came home from work to find my wife crying. Her whole family had just died. Turns out my son had had a fist fight at school. Some other kid suggested to him that I might be a fucking faggot.
Kids are morons.
That's precisely the reaction my wife wanted me to have. When I didn't.
Well, she never even had a clue.
How could she, when even I didn't?
I'm sorry.
Don't be. Comes a point in life when you realize everything you know about yourself, it's all just conditioning. It's the rare man who truly knows who he is. At least I accomplished that.
I guess it helps if you don't look all that gay. Most of the gays I come across, they look like
you. You're what we're supposed to look like. Anyway, after she left me, took my kid, I went to a gay bar, hit on a couple of men, got laughed at. Well, pitied. And I saw this one guy. He was even less of a looker than me. And he had beautiful young men all over him. Somebody told me he was a vampire. I guess I just thought, well, that's for me. After that, it was just a matter of time before I found someone willing to turn me.
That's crazy.
I told you it wasn't the straightest of lines.
So, how'd it work out for you with the guys and everything?
Well, you tell me.
Present than I thought it'd be.
What are they doing here?
Just give me a minute and then we'll talk. Where's Sam?
I don't know. Why? He's in his office.
Try to behave yourself.
Don't I always?
Yeah. Phil Thompson. I need a minute of your time if that's all right.
It's open. Who's this?
His name's Chow.
You need to be in my office, too?
Yes. I have very little time, so I'll be brief. I've been called away. And I need you to watch over Sookie. Protect her while I'm gone.
Well, that's just priceless.
Don't expect her to be too keen on the idea. Sookie hates feeling like she doesn't have her independence.
I'm really starting to get fed up with you telling me who Sookie is.
I know. And I also know how you feel about her. And I don't like it. But I'm asking you because you're the only one I can ask. You're the only person I know of who can protect her in my absence. Will you do it?
Of course I will. But are we doing it for her, not for you?
Thank you.
So, Sipper, present this card at the door when you get to Fantasia. The first round is on me.
Also, Thursdays are ladies' nights, so be sure to bring a date. That is, if you can get one.
She got you.
Not him. Doesn't get one.
What kids, bro?
What'd you do to your arm there? Bro?
Take it, your business here is done.
I came to talk to Sookie.
I'll give you 3 minutes. I have a tribunal to get to.
What?
Come with me.
Oh, before I go, a word of advice. We know when a human has wronged us. We can smell it. So do not make the mistake of letting the pretty blonde vampire lady on television make you feel too comfortable. We may not have retaliated.
Yes. We know who you are.
Have a nice night.
I have no choice. I have to go.
Why?
Because I killed a vampire.
I know that. I was there, remember? He was going to kill me, and you were defending me.
If one of you killed another one of you defending one of us, you don't think there would be a trial?
I'll come with you, then.
No.
I can, and I'm going to. I want to testify for you.
Damn it, Sookie. You can't come, and you can't testify. You will not be welcome there.
You lied to me. You said that everything was going to be okay, but it's not, is it?
I honestly don't know.
Tick-tock, Bill.
Yeah.
Just look after yourself, all right? I've asked Sam to watch over you.
Wish he hadn't done that.
Be smart, Sookie, and just let him. There's still somebody out there who wants to kill you.
Fine. I will.
Thank you.
And time.
If I had any feelings, I'd have the chills right about now.
Not me.
Bill! Now!
Tara, I know I don't even remember what it is I was supposed to be mad at you for, so why don't we both just forget it, okay?
It's up on me.
It was in a flood.
A flood? Oh, my.
Yep. It was the shit. But you gotta play the hand you're dealt, I guess.
And when you say you were living at your grandmother's, I take it to mean your grandfather was already gone?
Uh-huh.
I'm so sorry.
Why? It wasn't your fault. Oh,
just the boy needs a man in his life. Teach him what it means to be a man.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's the hardest part of all this for me. My boy. He got nothing but women around him now. He needs me. I'm not there.
Well, I
I'm sure he'll be all right. I mean, look at me. Huh? Don't you try to glimmer me. Amy warned me about that.
Too depleted to glamour you. That's something I haven't quite mastered yet, anyway.
Really? Well, you can't just do it?
Learning to be a vampire doesn't happen overnight. Any more than learning to be a man does. You gonna marry her?
Amy? I don't know. We haven't been together that long. But just between you and me, I could really see her being the one.
She's not.
What?
Don't do it. Don't marry her.
Ain't none of your business.
She's a psychopath.
Hey, fuck you, Amy.
She is far more dangerous than I could ever be.
That's enough! Look, I gotta go out and get some more beer. But while I'm gone, keep your fucking howling to a minimum.
Can we talk about it now?
Sure. That's not talking about it.
I can't take it, Sam. I appreciate it, I do, but...
You're keeping it.
You can't tell me I'm keeping it.
It's my money, so yes, I can.
You're a stubborn son of a bitch.
Well, that makes two of us. You really believe you have a demon in you?
I think I got something inside me that is scared and pissed off and mean and fucked up. Think it's stupid, don't you?
Hey, look, 2 years ago, nobody even knew there was such a thing as vampires. And we got to deal with them every goddamn day. And who knows what else is out there?
$800, that's a lot of money, Sam.
Yeah. Well, the people in this town drink a lot. I'm doing okay.
I guess I'm having an interest, isn't it?
You're welcome.
Well, Sam, I don't know how to ever thank you.
Interesting night, huh, Sook?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe a little too interesting.
Yeah, there's no such a thing as too interesting. Only too dull. So, John, how big is your deal?
You know what? There is such a thing as too interesting. Where's Arlene? Oh, she just left. Of course she did. Listen, I have to get out of here. Would you mind covering the rest of my side work for me?
Sure, but is that really the best idea? You going home by yourself?
I'm not going home. I'm going to stay at Bill's. No one will come looking for me there.
Okay, then.
Thanks. I hear you want it.
No worries.
Listen, while I got you alone, I just want to say thanks for everything you've been doing. You're fitting in great around here, really.
Well, I should be the one thanking you. Lord knows I really needed this job. But you are welcome.
Where are the others?
Arlene said she had to get back to her kids, and Sookie took off a couple minutes ago.
What?
Yeah, I know. I tried to stop
her. Did she say where she was headed?
She was going to Bill's.
Damn, it's a Sook.
Hey there, Sam.
Turns out that little story you told me the other day about growing up in a nudist colony didn't exactly check out. We need to talk.
Sure, just, you know, I forgot something in the bar, but I'll be right back. Okay? Hey, dog.
Screw you, too.
Not to sneak up on people like that. What are you doing so far away from home? I'll tell you what, why don't you come spend the night with me and I'll take you back to my house tomorrow. Come on. It's not that time for me. Come on. You know, if we're going to be sleeping together, I'm going to need a name to call you by. What do you think of Dean? Yeah, I like it too. Dean. Dean the dog. Look at you looking away. What a gentleman. You know, would it make you more comfortable if I got under the covers? With me. You can't sleep on the floor all night. You're gonna catch a draft. Now, hop up here. Good boy, Dee. Sweet dreams.
Thank you.